Welcome to Secrets of Stand-Up. I'm Rich Williams. I'm going to tell you everything I know about stand-up comedy so you can be a better comedian. One of the things I've heard throughout my 25 years in stand-up is comics saying, you can't teach people to be funny. I don't even really know how to deal with that. When comics say that, they're saying it because they don't believe in comedy classes. They're all self-taught comedians. I'm gonna dive in. I'll do my best. That attitude coming from comics is so, it's wrong. It's misguided. It's focusing on the wrong thing. So I'm going to break it down for you. What is comedy made up of? Writing, performing. You're able to get training in both of those. You can go to acting classes. You can get a writing degree. I mean, this idea that you can't teach people a craft, like being funny, is some mythical gift from the gods, is insane. Almost everybody has a sense of humor. Some people are going to be funnier on stage than other people are. It's not about giving someone this gift and putting it inside them and saying, okay, now you have been granted funniness. You can teach people anything. It doesn't mean they're going to be great at it. It doesn't mean they're going to be good at it, but they can be competent at it. They can get better. When I started, man, I wish there were comedy classes available to me. In upstate New York, the closest that I could find were in New York City. And I was going to take them, but I had a corporate job, and it's like 3.5 hours to get down to the city. And it just wasn't feasible for me to get to take off from work and get there at 7 o'clock at night, take a 2-hour course, whatever it was, and then come back and do that a couple times a week. I couldn't do that. But man, I would have taken a class in a heartbeat. Classes are great. If you want to be an artist, a painter, there's classes for that. If you want to be a violinist, there's classes for that. For ballet, you get the point. There's every other thing. You're supposed to get a teacher and be an apprentice or read up on it. I mean, it's not like we're Tolstoy crafting a great novel. We're telling dick jokes a lot of times. Are you telling me you can't teach somebody how to do that? I think a lot of times it comes from comedians' ego and their pride because there's such a low bar of entry to be a stand-up comic. All you have to do is be able to write your name on a notebook sheet of paper for an open mic sign up. So I get it. And also, a lot of times, comics have to deal with everybody offering jokes after the show. Hey, you can use this in your act. You can use this in your little skits. And everybody thinks that they're a comedian. Not everybody is. There's a difference between being funny offstage and funny onstage. There's a lot of comics I know that offstage, they're not particularly funny to me. Where I see them onstage and they're brilliant. So yes, if you can find a class, now here's the caveat, because I would take a class in a heartbeat. I mean, I'm basically doing classes for you on YouTube. So of course I'm going to be of one mind about it, and I'm open to hearing other views and how what I'm doing doesn't work, because I'm open to it. And if there's something I can do to improve it, I'm always open to that. to improve this channel and improve what I'm doing. I think the main reason why comics may say or have that idea that you can't teach somebody to be funny and therefore comedy classes aren't good, you just have to go up and do it, is because there unfortunately are a lot of scammers out there. And so find a class and a teacher that is reliable, that is teaching you something current or timeless. You don't want somebody teaching you not jokes. You don't want really outdated principles, but some of the principles of this, they're timeless. They'll last forever. The misdirection, the confessional aspect of stand-up. And talk with other people who've taken the class. The other good thing, I think, and I've never taken a class for stand-up. I took Groundlings for improv, which I highly recommend if you can get in an improv group. And I'll talk about this stuff in more detail another time. But you'll meet other people that have the same dream as you. And you can bond. And that's one of the things I think is great from classes is you have this camaraderie. And you're spending a lot of time with each other and you're working on the same thing. And it's a different type of experience than just meeting comics through open mics. So if there was a class in my area right now and I had the time to go to it, I probably would go. Because I can always learn. I'm not the be-all end-all to comedy. I'm just giving you my opinion on things. And I happen to have experience doing this stuff, and I've tested things out. But I'm always learning stuff. I'm usually getting insight from non-comics, coaches, authors, a whole wide range of different people and different areas other than comedy. But yes, here's the other great thing. You usually get a showcase as the final class where you perform and it's a bringer show. Everybody in the class is bringing their friends and family, but it's a packed crowd and you get to show off what you've practiced. I mean, would you tell, as a professional comic, if you have that idea that you can't teach people to be funny and there's no need to get instruction or go to classes, would you, I can't think sometimes. So you're saying just get out there and do open mics. Well, you know what that means? First of all, it means more shitty comics who don't know what they're doing. They're just going to go up and wing it? Would you suggest that a musician do that? Well, there's a piano up there. Just go up and play the piano. I mean, when we try to translate it to other creative arts, that whole argument falls apart. So, yes, keep learning. However you learn, whether it's a class, whether it's YouTube videos, whether it's a book. Somebody said this in one of the discords, and it's very true. You'll learn a lot about comedy driving between gigs on the road with fellow comics. You wind up driving with an older comic, the headliner, and you're the feature or the MC. Offer to drive. Say, I'll drive. You're going to learn a ton of stuff. Even if it's, I don't want to wind up like this person. Even if they don't give you advice, you can just observe the lifestyle. Or that comic may let you in on some secrets like, hey, you know what? Always tip this person at this club if you get them as a waiter or waitress because they have a lot of sway. And, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't feel good tonight. I'm a little under the weather, but I wanted to make a video because I'm committed to it. And I mean, I hope you enjoy this. It's something I wanted to get off my chest anyways. So that's it for Secrets of Stand-Up for this episode, this edition. Sorry if it's scattershot, but sometimes the best you can do is the best you can do. I make a new video every day, 7 days a week. It comes out at 11 in the morning, and I'll see you in the next video.